Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldsar dictating an endoscopy report on patient Maria Gomez-Valdez. Date of birth is 11/24/1968. Date of procedure October 25th, 2023. Evgenia Goldsar is the performing provider. The referring provider is Dr. Nancy Lim. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy, common cold snare polypectomy, and cold biopsies. Number two is esophagogastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies. Indication. Esophagogastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsy and cold biopsy polypectomy. Indication is screening for colon cancer, comma, abdominal pain, comma, bloating, comma, and diarrhea, comma, constipation, comma, change in bowel habits. Description, procedure, informed consent was obtained. Possible complications of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as a malignancy, oral explained to the patient. Patient is brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in the left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service, monitored anesthesia care period. Oil lubricated limpus video gastroscope is introduced into the esophagus and advanced into direct vision to the third portion of the duodenum period. Careful examination is made of the duodenal bulb. To the second portion of the duodenum period. Careful examination is made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus period. A retroflex view is obtained at the cardioperitoneal period. Airway suction from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope period. The patient was then turned around in the left lateral position period. A digital rectal exam was normal period. A well-lubricated limpus video colonoscope is introduced into the rectum and advanced the direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and complements of Foltz period. Careful examination is made of cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigma colon, and the rectum period. A retroflex view is obtained at the rectum period. Boston bowel prep score was good with a Boston prep, it being graded as a 8-2-3-3 period. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complication. Withdrawal time was 22 minutes. Findings at upper endoscopy. Number one, unremarkable upper, unremarkable esophagus. Next line, gastric erythema. So I suppose cold biopsies of the body and antrum to rule out H. pylori. Next line, two cardia flap sessile polyps that were approximately 3 millimeters in size, removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, unremarkable duodenum to D2 sesos, cold biopsies to rule out celiac disease. Next line, colon, number one, an 8 millimeter sessile polyp was noted in the cecum that was removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was two diminutive sessile polyps in the cecum that were removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, grade 1 internal hemorrhage. Next line, plan. Follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend fiber supplementation and high-fiber diet, period. Next line, follow-up colonoscopy in 3 years. Next line, follow-up in office as per schedule.